This is Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of Slapfish Restaurant Group, and you're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. And this is my go-to spot for all things food-related in Southern California.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball, and the Halos are home tonight, playing the Dodgers and a big W last night, and many players contributing to that victory, so that was a good sign. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And as a matter of fact, if you go to our Facebook feed right now, you will see some lovely images from Gourmando, a New Mexican kitchen in Cantina, which is the current subject of conversation, and the husband and wife proprietors, Chef Isaac and Chancy Gamboa, and we are picking up our conversation. Chef Isaac and Chancy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Isaac, we were just about to talk about your transition 2 years ago from the original Prospect Gourmand space to your new location on North Robertson, 107 North Robertson in Beverly Hills, just north of Wilshire on the west side of the street, a much bigger space. Tell us about how that all came about. And I have it on good authority that in the transition, you were able to inherit a pretty wonderful pizza oven that's in the current location, which certainly I think is a help for happy hour, if I have it right.
Absolutely, Andy. The move just came, you know, we were looking for something that was a little bit more fitted towards our needs. We needed more space. We needed more storage. Our small place on La Cienega was getting so busy that, like, literally we had to shop every day. We had to buy things in small packages. We weren't able to, like, save money and buy bigger items because there was zero storage in there. And it was getting, like, packed every single day. And so we were looking for something bigger size in close proximity. It was probably about 3/4 of a mile down the street. It had 2 rooms. It had storage, had a much bigger kitchen. We can do all our own types of baking and pastries and a lot of other items in our new location. It was still very convenient for our local kind of crowd. We were very attracted to it. It's a beautiful space, and it continues to grow and get more beautiful as we start to continue to design it and do those types of things. So
sure, and recover from the pandemic and be able to get on firm footing again. So the future is looking bright. Isaac, share with our listeners a little bit about what the shift in concept is and what they can expect on the menu of Gourmando, which, of course, I was in and enjoyed for dinner a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I'll ask you about a couple of dishes, but kind of frame it with us, if you will, so people understand what you're doing.
Well, the Gourmando concept is a New Mexican kitchen, but it's a very kind of American style, but it's also, you know, very Mexican style, which, you know, really claims to be in New Mexico. We use a lot of green chilies. We're doing all our handmade tortillas. We're doing everything from, you know, morel mushroom quesadillas with squash blossoms and fresh corn to, like, fried chicken tacos and then the traditional type of style tacos as well. But on top of that, you know, we also have a filet mignon on the menu. We do whole grilled lobsters, you know, Dungeness crab enchiladas. So it's a very kind of eclectic, you know, type of menu. And it's a very inspirational by, you know, my grandmother was from New Mexico. So I got some roots down there as well. And, that's the Gourmando side of it. But in that room, in the sense, we have 2 different rooms and we do plan on bringing our, Prospect Gourmand side back to there, to do that, farm-to-table American eclectic type of cuisine. The pandemic, when we made the move, had made it very difficult for us to do that. So right now, as we start to open up, we start to see, you know, what, you know, how we're going to achieve that. So because we really love, you know, our Prospect Gourmand for sure. So Prospect Gourmand will turn into something, you know, a little bit more of what it was, but, you know, a little bit more intimate, a little more fine dining. It's going to, you know, going to have 5 and 10 course tasting menus, but it's going to be with a lot of items that people had loved in the past. We did lobster paellas, we did all handmade gnocchis and those types of deals, and the truffle chicken, of course, for sure. So that will be definitely be going back on the menu as well. So we really look forward to dual concept thing that we're aiming for, and we put a date on it for August 1st to dual concept that space.
Well, Isaac will be following through on that, and more goodness to come. Getting Chancey back into the conversation, you're open for a lot of hours, Chancey. Can you review for our listeners your operating hours so everybody knows where to find you when you're open?
So, our hours have been... even throughout COVID, we stayed open 11 in the morning till 9 o'clock on Sunday and Monday, 11 o'clock basically every single day, Monday through Friday, and then we close about 10 o'clock. Friday, Saturday, we stay open until 11 or 12, depending on, you know, how many customers stay on coming later. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we open at 10:30, open just a little earlier for brunch just to catch all the early birds. But I would have to say Los Angeles likes to wake up a little early, later, about noon for brunch. So we don't get busy until about 1 o'clock. So if you ever want like an early brunch, 10:30 is the time to come in. Yeah, it's a really great tip. It's just been really, you know, very... I would say the pandemic has humbled us completely. We thought we were going full force and going in the right direction and everything. And it, of course, put all stops on everybody. It had to make us very creative. We had to turn our little front storefront into a farmer's market stand. We had to sell our meats. We had to sell whatever we had, our dry goods. People were asking for flour. They couldn't get flour. They couldn't get yeast. They couldn't get things that they were starting to cook on their own. And, you know, it's definitely, but we stayed open. And to tell you, I think we worked even harder.
Oh, Chancey, no doubt about that. But, you know, the good news is you're almost back on firm footing. And
absolutely,
things are looking a whole lot better than they did 3, 4, 5 months ago. So, you know, that's kind of the thought and the spirit that we're going to keep things. Chancey, for people to get more information, what is the best website for Gourmando?
So it'll be www.gourmandola.com. So GOURMANDOLA.com to get the latest menu. Prospect is still in the works of getting reconcepted and redone. It's we'll probably take down the whole website until everything comes on about a month before August 1st. And it's just... it's going to be an amazing year, definitely. And we're going to be more appreciative of what's to come, absolutely, in every sense, faith over fear.
Hey, well said. Isaac, tell us a little bit about your lunch specials and also what happens with happy hour. What food items are available there? Because I think that's where pizza fits in or will fit in. Please explain.
Yeah, yes, for sure. Well, our lunch special, as you mentioned, it's super popular. I'm not sure if you had our lunch special, Andy, but the lunch special is $20. It's a 3-course menu. It comes with a first course is a half soup, which we can do an organic heirloom tomato tortilla style soup. We do a farmer's market salad for second course, which, you know, changes seasonally. At the moment in time, where we are using snap peas, avocado, and strawberries. And then a choice of entree, which is from Anson Mill vegetarian grits. We do a dry-aged steak as well, too, a New York strip steak. Blackened salmon, which is also on the grill. And we have one more item on there. or tacos. Like we were doing the lobster tacos also on there as well for lunch special. So it's 3 courses and a drink beverage for $20, and people are blown away by it. We've got a lot of you know, people coming in for a lunch special for sure.
No, Isaac, that's a heck of a deal. So I'm glad I asked about it. I didn't quite know the full dimension there. So yeah, exciting.
Yeah, it was something that we really wanted to kind of give a bargain to our local customers that come in for lunch, because there's a lot of offices and stuff around. So we wanted to make something affordable that can come in multiple times a week, but, you know, something that is kind of, you know, fast and easy and delicious and wholesome as well, too. Our happy hour has been also super popular. That runs Monday through Saturday from 3 o'clock till 6:30. We were doing pizzas. At the moment, we have stopped until we put it back on. But we will be doing pizzas again as well. But there's everything from, you know, like the sliders and fries and salads and different types of items that work well for happy hour. But it's been very popular from 3 to 6:30 every single day, except for Sunday, because Sunday our brunches kind of tend to go extremely late. So we don't do it on Sunday.
Chef Isaac, I think you are forgiven as far as that is concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Chef Isaac Gamboa and his wife, Chansey, who runs the front of the house. The current active concept is Gourmando, G-O-U-R-M-A-N-D-O, which is a New Mexican kitchen and cantina. A lot of variations during the day. You just heard about that incredible lunch special, happy hour too. So, the Gamboas are looking forward to welcoming you to Gourmando. And then a little later in the summer, hopefully in August, will be the return of Prospect Gourmand as a pre-fee establishment with a couple different multi-course menus, something definitely to look forward to. And again, the street address for Gourmando is 107 North Robertson Boulevard in Beverly Hills, just north of Wilshire on the west side of the street. And the best website right now is Gourmando, GourmandoLA.com. Isaac and Chansey, so wonderful sharing what you're doing with our audience. Happy Mother's Day, and get some rest in anticipation of tomorrow.
Thank you so much for having us.
You are more than welcome. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, another wonderful entrepreneurial success story in terms of a gourmet specialty food product, this being Brandini Toffee out of Palm Springs. You'll want to hear this. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.